Hey everyone, welcome back. We're doing a deep dive today
Too fun.
into the world of Bitcoin podcasting.
Okay.
And we're going to be looking at an episode of the Bugle Weekly.
Right.
If you haven't heard it, get ready. It's a wild ride. Lots of humor.
Yeah, it's definitely not your typical Bitcoin analysis.
Right.
Like, you know.
It's pretty out there.
Yeah. You're going to find a lot more humor and satire mixed with some serious Bitcoin insights, though.
Yeah, they're able to dissect complex topics. Like, remember that whole Michael Saylor crypto anarchist thing?
Yeah.
So he was on the Markets with Madison podcast,
right?
And dropped that term crypto anarchist,
right?
While talking about, you know, Bitcoiners that prefer self-custody.
Right.
Yeah, well, the Bitcoin community was not very happy about it.
Well, you know, there's this deeply held belief, right? Bitcoin, not crypto.
Right.
And for a lot of people, it's like way more than just semantics, you know?
Yeah.
It represents a whole philosophy, a dedication to Bitcoin's unique properties and its potential, you know, to disrupt these traditional financial systems.
Yeah, for sure.
And they just see other cryptocurrencies as different.
Yeah.
Like fundamentally different, lacking that decentralization and the security.
Totally. And of course, the Bugle Weekly hosts, they, you know, they're comedians.
Oh, yeah.
And they suggested that Saylor was, you know, trying to impress his interviewer.
Oh, right, right.
Who they found
attractive, very attractive.
Very attractive, right.
Yeah.
But then they took this sharp turn and brought up homophobia.
Yeah, it was a surprising pivot for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, they questioned, you know, whether excluding anyone, like even feds, from Bitcoin aligns with its principles, you know, inclusivity, like, is being anti-establishment inherently discriminatory?
That's a good question.
It is. It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
No, definitely not.
And then to top it off, right, they argued that, like, the best way to prove you're not homophobic is to buy MicroStrategy stock.
Oh, yeah. Classic Bugle Weekly.
Like, classic.
Just blending humor with social commentary.
Yeah. And it really makes you think what to make of it all.
Yeah.
So, moving on. We got a story that's a bit slippery.
Okay.
The Bugle Weekly covered the downfall of a beef tallow-based lubricant startup.
Beef tallow lube.
Yes. Yeah. Beef tallow lube.
Okay.
So, apparently...
So many questions.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
A Bitcoin venture capital fund called 10.31 invested a cool $2.5 million into this startup.
Wow.
And they were planning this big marketing push with Diddy.
Oh, wow.
But then Diddy got arrested.
Oh, no.
And the whole thing just went belly up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's rough.
It is. It really highlights, you know, the risky nature of Bitcoin venture capital.
Right, right.
Some funds, they stick to the established players, you know, in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Others, like 10.31, they seem to have a higher appetite for, like, unusual, even outlandish ventures.
Yeah.
So the Diddy arrest was just the final nail in the coffin for this particular investment.
Of course, the Bugle Weekly hosts had a field day with this.
Oh, for sure.
They speculated,
tongue in cheek, of course.
Oh, of course.
That maybe 10.31 was intentionally racking up losses for tax purposes.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a cynical take, but it makes you wonder
about
the motivations behind some of these investments.
Probably, yeah.
And, you know, this brings us to a listener question that I think a lot of people in the Bitcoin world think about.
Okay.
Can you achieve OG status?
Ooh.
That, like, coveted mark of seasoned Bitcoin wisdom.
Right.
Just by listening to a ton of podcasts.
Okay, interesting.
So one listener actually claimed to be putting in 40 hours a week.
Wow.
At 1.75x speed.
Whoa.
For 3 years straight.
That's dedication.
It is.
But is it really a shortcut to becoming a Bitcoin sage?
I don't know.
The Bugle Weekly hosts had their doubts.
Yeah, they playfully suggested a gamified system for measuring podcast consumption, complete with badges and rankings.
Like a Bitcoin Podcast Master badge.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
You can practically feel the knowledge radiating off of you.
Yeah, you'd be like a Bitcoin influencer or something.
Oh, totally.
That's so funny.
But I think underneath the humor, there's a valid point.
Yeah.
While learning is essential in the Bitcoin space, true understanding, it comes from more than just passive listening.
Right.
It requires active engagement, experimentation, and forming your own opinions based on research and critical thinking.
You're saying just binge listening to podcasts.
Yeah.
Even at warp speed.
Yeah.
Won't magically transform you into a Bitcoin guru.
No, you got to put in the work.
Yeah.
You got to form your own opinions.
Makes sense.
Now, let's move on to something that sparked, I think, a lot of laughter
Okay.
and probably some raised eyebrows.
Right.
It all started with a listener's boost message. Europeans are not fazed because they smoke KYC cigarettes.
KYC cigarettes? I've never heard of that.
Well, I mean, there's no such thing as a KYC cigarette. It's
Right.
satirical.
Okay.
It's a jab at these like perceived differences between American and European attitudes
Okay.
toward Bitcoin,
Okay.
particularly when it comes to privacy and regulation.
Gotcha.
So they're basically poking fun at what they see as Europeans' greater acceptance of regulations, even in the realm of Bitcoin.
So they're a little too comfortable with know your customer protocol.
Exactly, which, are often seen as antithetical to that whole decentralized spirit of Bitcoin.
Right.
So the Bugle Weekly hosts, they took the satirical prompt and ran with it.
Okay.
They contrasted American individualism
Right.
and our desire for financial sovereignty
Oh.
with what they see as like a European tendency to just kind of surrender
Okay.
when things get tough.
Interesting.
They cite examples like relying on public transportation.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
And a preference for KYC-enabled Lightning Network implementations.
So it's a humorous take,
It is. It is
a little exaggerated.
exaggerated,
Nice.
but it's about cultural differences
Yeah.
within the Bitcoin space.
Interesting.
And they didn't stop there.
Oh, no.
They even compared the challenges of achieving a black belt in jiu-jitsu
Wow.
to the dedication required for navigating the often complex world of the Lightning Network,
Well, there's their point.
that Europeans just aren't up for the fight.
Okay. Well,
Again, tongue in cheek,
of course.
meant to provoke thought and laughter.
Yeah.
But it does raise these questions
Yeah.
about cultural nuances.
Within the Bitcoin community.
Yeah, and how different regions approach this technology.
I'm starting to see why the Bugle Weekly is so popular.
Yeah, they really know how to blend humor,
Yeah.
satire, and thought-provoking commentary.
In a way that's both entertaining and insightful.
Totally. They don't shy away from controversial topics.
But they always do it with a wink and a nudge.
Right.
Prompt listeners to think critically and question their own assumptions.
It's a really good example of
Yeah.
how humor can be such a powerful tool
Totally.
to explore complex ideas.
Yeah, even in the world of Bitcoin.
Definitely.
For sure.
So cool.
Yeah.
All right, let's
Yeah, what else we got?
all right, so welcome back to our deep dive into the Bugle Weekly.
Yes,
In part
yeah.
one, we kind of unpacked like that whole Michael Saylor crypto anarchist slip up,
Right.
the
Vivalo.
beef towel lube
Yeah.
saga,
Wild.
and the quest for OG status. Plus, we talked about that whole KYC cigarettes jab at European Bitcoin culture.
Yep, it was a an eventful episode for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
But in this next segment, they go on to tackle a new feature on mempool.space.
Okay.
It's a website that
Visualizes the Bitcoin mempool.
For those who maybe aren't super familiar, the mempool is basically where transactions wait to be included in a block
Right.
and added to the blockchain.
Okay.
So this new feature
Yeah.
allows users to easily spot transactions that contain ordinals,
Okay.
inscriptions,
Right.
and things like BRC20 tokens.
And this is interesting because some Bitcoiners view these as kind of controversial additions to the ecosystem.
Totally. And to understand why, I think it's important to remember that Bitcoin was initially designed as like a peer-to-peer electronic cash system.
Right.
Some argue that things like ordinals and BRC20 tokens, they kind of stray from that original vision,
Oh, wait.
and they could potentially bloat the blockchain and increase transaction fees.
So what's the Bugle Weekly's take on this new mempool.space feature?
Well, they suggest, with their usual dose of sarcasm,
Oh, I bet.
that the feature was basically added due to bribery from the ordinals community.
Oh, wow.
They even imply that this bribery might extend to Ocean Pool, which is a mining pool that allegedly prioritizes blocks with ordinal transactions for higher fees.
So again, it's important to remember,
Right.
these are just allegations
Plus.
presented with a heavy dose of humor.
Yes, very heavy.
But it does raise questions about the influence of different groups
For sure.
within the Bitcoin ecosystem, right?
Yeah.
Like, are we seeing a shift in priorities?
Right.
Is that like original vision of Bitcoin as digital cash evolving?
It's a question worth pondering for sure.
Yeah.
So another thought-provoking segment in this episode revolves around this concept of credentialed investors.
Okay.
You know, in the traditional financial world,
yeah,
this designation grants individuals access to certain investment opportunities,
right,
based on their wealth and financial sophistication.
Okay.
So the Bugle Weekly hosts, they argue that this concept also creates a hierarchy
within the Bitcoin space.
Exactly.
They're saying that those without that credentialed investor title,
yeah,
are often just dismissed or ignored.
Yeah, pretty much.
When challenging the opinions of those who do have.
Exactly.
So they connect this back to the Michael Saylor controversy,
mm-hmm,
highlighting how difficult it can be to refute the investment advice of someone with Saylor's credentials.
Yeah, even if you have valid points.
Okay.
It can be tough.
So essentially, they're poking fun at the gatekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
That can happen in Bitcoin,
yeah,
where like traditional financial qualifications often just trump,
right,
genuine understanding, yeah, and experience.
It happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, they do offer a glimmer of hope.
Okay.
They playfully suggest that, like, under hyper-Bitcoinization.
Right, right.
Which is the scenario where Bitcoin becomes the dominant global currency.
Yeah.
A lot of Bitcoin podcast listeners will become credentialed investors.
Okay.
Simply by virtue of their accumulated knowledge
and
wealth.
It's a hopeful vision.
It is.
Even if it is presented with their signature humor.
Of course.
It really highlights that potential for Bitcoin to, like, empower individuals.
Yeah.
And level the playing field in the world of finance.
I like that.
You know, something I've noticed is that the concept of time preference keeps coming up in this episode.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, it seems like the Bugle Weekly hosts apply this to everything.
Yeah, they do.
From, like, journalism to driving habits.
That's pretty much everything.
But to understand their jokes, I think we need, like, a quick definition.
Yeah, definitely.
So time preference refers to, like, how much you value immediate gratification,
okay,
versus delayed rewards.
Right.
So someone with a high time preference prioritizes immediate satisfaction.
Yeah.
Whereas someone with a low time preference is willing to wait for a larger payoff in the future.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. So how do they apply this to Bitcoin?
Well, they jokingly argue that Europeans have a high time preference,
sure,
because they, you know, they surrender easily when faced with challenges.
Like setting up a lightning node.
Exactly. And they contrast that with Americans,
yeah,
who they portray as having a lower time preference.
Because of their willingness to persevere and overcome obstacles.
Yeah. And of course, this is a gross generalization.
Oh, for sure.
But it does illustrate how time preference can influence
our approach
to Bitcoin.
Totally. So someone with a low time preference might be more inclined to, you know, OKGel their Bitcoin for the long term.
Right.
Believing in its future potential.
Yeah.
Whereas someone with a high time preference might be tempted to trade or spend it immediately.
Right, right.
And they also use time preference to critique their fellow journalists.
Right.
Particularly those who rush to publish stories without, like, proper verification.
They're saying that this, like, high time preference journalism leads to retractions,
yeah,
corrections,
uh-oh,
and a loss of credibility.
Exactly.
And they made that a colorful comparison to, yeah, driving drunk.
They're basically saying that journalists who prioritize speed over accuracy are letting their emotions take the wheel,
mm-hmm,
instead of thinking things through.
It's a humorous analogy, but yeah, it does underscore,
yeah,
the importance of patience.
And diligence.
Yes.
In both journalism, Bitcoin.
Exactly.
Now, it wouldn't be a Bugle Weekly episode without some, like, lighthearted fun, right?
For sure.
And this time it comes in the form of Dennis Porter facts.
Yes.
So for those who don't know,
right,
Dennis Porter is a prominent Bitcoin advocate.
Big time, though.
Known for his, like, relentless efforts.
Oh, yeah.
To promote Bitcoin adoption.
He's out there. He's,
yeah,
doing the work.
So these Dennis Porter facts are basically Chuck Norris-style jokes.
Totally.
That play on Porter's, like, larger-than-life persona.
Exactly.
So, for example, one fact is that Dennis Porter can orange pill a brick wall.
Classic.
Yeah.
And another one claims that Dennis Porter's beard can mine Bitcoin blocks.
It's so absurd.
It is. But it's hilarious.
Well, for sure.
But underneath that humor,
right,
I think it reflects, like, a genuine appreciation for Porter's dedication,
mm-hmm,
and impact,
totally,
within the Bitcoin community.
Yeah, it's a lighthearted way of acknowledging his influence.
Yeah. While also poking fun at like the hero worship that can sometimes surround prominent figures in Bitcoin,
Totally.
it happens.
So far, this Bugle Weekly episode has been such a whirlwind of like insightful commentary,
It has.
witty observations,
For
and
sure.
like laugh out loud moments.
They've really brought it this time.
They have.
They really have.
They managed to tackle such complex topics
Yeah.
like ordinals,
Yeah.
credentialed investors, and time preference,
Yeah.
all while keeping things entertaining and engaging.
Exactly.
And they're not afraid to use satire
No, they're not.
to challenge assumptions
No.
and spark like critical thinking.
It's great.
It's a reminder that even in the world of Bitcoin,
Yeah.
it's okay to laugh, to question, and to approach things with like a healthy dose of skepticism.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into the Bugle Weekly.
Yeah,
We covered a lot.
we have covered a lot of ground.
From Michael Saylor's crypto anarchist gaffe
Right.
to the perils of beef tallow lube
Of course.
and those mysterious KYC cigarettes,
Right.
we even explored the
Ugh.
influence of ordinals
Yes.
and the role of credentialed investors in Bitcoin.
Definitely.
And
To
oh,
Memphis.
and let's not forget those
Yes.
hilarious Dennis Porter facts.
Oh, they were good.
They were so good.
So good.
But the Bugle Weekly's not done yet.
No, they're not.
They rack up the episode with some listener questions
Right.
and some reflections on Bitcoin meetups.
Okay.
One listener question really stood out.
Yeah.
How many Bitcoin podcasts do you have to listen to
Right.
before Adam Back, one of Bitcoin's earliest developers, considers you an OG?
That's a good question.
It's a funny question.
It
It's kind of
is.
tongue in cheek, of course.
Yeah, it's poking fun at that desire within the Bitcoin community.
For recognition,
Yeah.
for achieving like a certain level of status.
Yeah, for sure.
And the Bugle Weekly hosts, of course.
They had a field day.
Oh yeah, they
Yep, throwing out ridiculous numbers.
yeah, like 21,000 hours of listening time.
Oh, easily.
Right.
At least.
They even joked about creating a like gamified system
I love that idea, complete
parallel
with badges and
for
rankings.
dedicated podcast consumers.
Like, imagine, your Bitcoin street cred measured by your podcast listening
That'd
stats.
be wild.
I know, right?
But it also highlights
Yeah.
the potential pitfalls
For
of
sure.
focusing too much on external validation.
Right.
True understanding, as we talked about earlier,
Yeah.
comes from active
Kind
engagement
of
and
fame.
critical thinking,
Not passive.
not just passive listening.
For sure.
So, racking up hours and hours of podcasts
Yeah.
won't automatically make you a Bitcoin expert.
No, you got to put in the work.
You got to put in the work.
Form your own opinions.
Yeah.
Engage with the technology directly.
Exactly. And then they went on to discuss
Oh, yeah.
the potential downsides of actually being like a top-ranked podcast listener.
Right.
Imagine,
You're suddenly the
you're
go-to
the Bitcoin guru
Bitcoin guru. Everyone's hitting you up
for advice.
on wallet security, node management, the latest market trends.
Your inbox is flooded, your phone is blowing up.
It'd be a lot.
It'd be a lot.
Yeah.
It's a funny scenario.
It is.
But it underscores the potential burden
Yeah.
of being perceived as an expert
Right.
based solely on podcast consumption.
That's a good point.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's
Let's shift gears to a topic
Okay.
that's near and dear to many Bitcoiners. Meetups.
Meetups, yeah.
The Bugle Weekly hosts.
What do they have to say?
They have a somewhat unconventional take on these gatherings.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
They jokingly suggest that the most productive Bitcoin meetups
Yeah.
involve lots of arguing
Oh,
and
wow.
disagreement.
That's not really the image that comes to mind.
No, not
When I
really.
think of a Bitcoin meetup,
No, you think of like,
camaraderie.
yeah, like everyone's getting along.
Yeah, like-minded individual.
Right, but their point is
Yeah.
that if everyone's always agreeing, there's no opportunity for growth
Right.
or the challenging of
You
assumptions.
need that friction
Yeah.
to spark new ideas.
It's in those moments of friction, of intellectual sparring,
Yeah.
that new ideas emerge
Right.
and perspectives evolve.
So,
So instead of seeking out like echo chambers of agreement,
right.
they're advocating for a more adversarial approach
Okay.
to Bitcoin meetups.
I like
It's a
that.
provocative thought.
It is.
It challenges us to consider how we approach our own participation
Yeah.
in Bitcoin communities.
Like, are we truly open
Yeah, are we truly open to hearing dissent?
to those different opinions?
Or were we more comfortable surrounding ourselves
Yeah.
with those who already share our views?
It's a good question to ask ourselves.
Yeah.
For sure.
As we wrap up this deep dive into the Bugle Weekly,
yes,
it's clear that this podcast offers a unique and valuable perspective on the world of Bitcoin.
They do a good job.
They blend humor,
yeah,
satire, and insightful commentary.
In a way that's
both entertaining and thought-provoking.
Exactly. They're not afraid to tackle controversial topics.
No.
Challenge assumptions, poke fun at the absurdities of the Bitcoin space.
Totally. And they remind us.
These bit when discussing.
Even when discussing a technology as revolutionary as Bitcoin, mm-hmm. it's okay to laugh.
Yeah.
To question.
And to approach things.
And to approach things with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Yeah, I kind of said it better myself.
So if you're looking for a Bitcoin podcast mm-hmm. that will make you chuckle, challenge your thinking.
Yeah.
And leave you with plenty to ponder.
Give the Bugle Weekly a listen.
Give the Bugle Weekly a listen. Just remember to bring your sense of humor.
Yes.
A critical mind.
And maybe
even a pack of those metaphorical KYC cigarettes.
You never know when you might need those.
You never know.
Well,
that concludes our deep dive into the Bugle Weekly.
Sad to see it go.
We'll be back next week.
Yes.
With another fascinating exploration of the Bitcoin universe.
Can't wait.
Until then, keep learning.
Keep questioning.
Keep questioning.
And keep exploring.